Thanks, Iris. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to our guests. Lovely to have you with us today. We continue in our series in Proverbs. We've been in Proverbs for about a month now, and we'll continue. But before we do, let me lead us in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word, the Bible. Please help us to discern from Proverbs blessing from curse, and may we live our lives as a blessing to others. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What is a good life? It depends who you talk to. There are 8 billion people on the planet and just as many opinions. For many, it's luxury. First-class luxury, living the good life. For some, it's the moral life, a worthwhile moral life. For others, it's a sense of belonging to a community. Or even a great cup of coffee. I was in the Blue Mountains yesterday, and I had a great cup of coffee. I thought, yeah, the good life. We look at celebrities, and we might even think, yep, they have the good life. We see pictures of friends on social media experiencing new things. They look so happy. We think, yeah, they're having the good life. Good life. It can't simply be reduced to perfect bliss all the time, can it? It's got to be more than that, more than happy all the time. I heard someone recently say that the good life, he said that would be freedom from this physical condition that's been bothering me for months. That would be the good life. See, no one craves a bad life. We all want a good life. We want the benefits of a good life. We want meaningful relationships. We want to be touched by God. So where does God fit into the good life? Well, we come to Proverbs. And we remind ourselves that most of Proverbs were written by Solomon. And these Proverbs are very up to date. Even though he was an ancient king, they're very relevant today. These Proverbs are pithy statements about, most of them are about pithy statements about the best life, which is code for the good life, compared to a cursed life, which is code for the bad life. And you would have noticed, almost every verse, we read something good, we read something bad. Blessing, curse. My focus today is mostly going to be on the best blessed life, which again is the good life. So you hear me say good life, think best life. You hear me say blessed life, think good life. Okay, so here's the plan. Very simple plan. I'm going to answer the question in my own words, but I'm going to answer the question. But first, I need to give you three qualifiers to this question. And the first is, I'm a Christian, obviously, pastor, Christian, and I believe the Bible, and so that's going to affect my answer. Okay, again, there's 8 billion different answers on earth about what constitutes a good life. I'm obviously going to be driven by the Bible. What I want you to see is the good life for the believer is all encompassing. It's moral. It's relational. It's spiritual. It's meaningful. It's God fearing. It's all encompassing. It's not meant to be narrow. It's meant to be broad. It's meant to be wide. And thirdly, the third qualifier is when we talk about the good life, we are not talking about brownie points, like the best behaved person in the room. No, when we're talking about the good life, we're talking about a life transformed, a life pleasing to God, a life of loving people, loving God, loving people. So that's what I'm talking about today in the good life. And the cornerstone of this good life is Jesus. He is the cornerstone. Without Jesus, It's like a building without a foundation. It's just going to topple over. We need Jesus. So we go to Romans 3:10 and we are reminded, as for humanity, no one is good. Not even one. No one on planet Earth does good in and of himself or herself. We need Jesus. Do you believe in Jesus? Have you turned to Jesus? Have you asked the Lord Jesus for forgiveness of sin? Turning away from him, have you asked him for, when you turn to him, have you asked him for the forgiveness of sin? Do you believe in the cross of Jesus? Jesus who died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. Do you believe that? Do you believe in his resurrection, that he overcame death and sin to give us new life by putting our faith in? Do you believe that? If you say, yes I do, then you're ready for the answer to the question, what is the good life? Okay, there's the three qualifiers. So the good life. I just want to answer that. Here it is, the good life. As a believer, the good life is a life that brings blessings to others. Someone might say, oh, I thought the good life was about me, how I felt. No, sorry, it's about others. Somebody else might say, yeah, but what about those essential activities such as resting exercise and education and travelling and a career and all that? Yeah, that's part of it. But the good life is more than that. When we sum up the Bible, love God, love people, which is summing up the Bible, when we sum up Proverbs, the good life is a life that brings blessings to others. And so to help us navigate the good life, I'm going to turn to Proverbs 10 to 15. I'm going to give you some examples from each of the chapters, just so you can see. And as I read along, you're going to notice there's going to again be a comparison between the good life and a cursed life. You'll see that, but we're going to focus mostly on the good life, a life that brings blessings to others. So we go to the first, and the first is chapter 10. We only read chapter 12 because it's really long, but I'm looking at chapter 10 to 15. We'll get to chapter 12 in a moment, but chapter 10, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offences. So the believer, the good life, is a loving person. You see a loving person, you say, yeah, that's, you know, good life. They're a loving person. Brings blessings to others. Blessings such as covers all offences, like forgiveness. You know, in the Bible, in the New Testament, talks about love covers over a multitude of sins. You never see the reverse. You never see hatred covers over all offences, or love stirs up strife. And the reason is because it goes hand in hand. The good life is a life that brings blessings to others. So there's one example. I'll give you one in chapter 11. A false balance is an abomination, which is another word for disgust to the Lord, an abomination. But the Lord's delight is a fair and honest weight. So the good life, what is the good life for the believer? It is somebody who is pleasing to the Lord, or someone who lives in his delight. And the bringing the blessing is, in this case, because this verse is very much about running a business or economics, is very much about bringing to the customer a fair weight. So as way of illustration, it'd be a little bit like, if you find an honest mechanic living the good life, keep him or her, because they're much more likely to give you a fair bill. Good life brings blessings to others. A few in chapter 12, we read this passage. Good life. Whoever is righteous has regard for the beast and the animal. And so righteous in the Bible is to do with right, mostly to do with right with God. Okay? You stand right with God. Someone right with God will care for creation, which is a blessing to humanity. So, for example, a farmer cares for creation, cares for his or her livestock. This is a blessing to humanity. Or if you have a pet budgie or something like that, another pet, and you are, or whatever pet you might have, and you're a believer and you're right with God, you are under his dominion, and he's given you dominion over the world, you will care for your pet. Well, you should care for your pet. And that, when you look at the bigger picture, is a blessing to humanity. Okay, see, a little complicated that one, but yeah, that's how it works. The next one, the tongue, or rash words, just prior to these words on the screen, rash words are like sword thrush. Rash words are like sword thrusts, but a wise tongue brings healing. And so the good life is words of discernment, like kind words bring healing. That is the blessing, healing. And so, visit a family in hospital, speak kind words, it's going to make a difference. It's going to bring healing in some way or another. Maybe not physically, but mentally. Some sort of encouragement or helpful healing. As opposed to careless words, which are designed to hurt or things like that. So again, you can see the good life is a life that brings blessings to others. They go hand in hand. Another one in chapter 12 is one who is righteous is a guide to his neighbour. So again, righteous is right with the Lord, or a good reputation in the community, bringing blessings of a guide to your neighbour. And again, if you're right with the Lord, you are going to be a witness to your neighbour, because you have credibility. You know, you are in good reputation with them and right with the Lord. You are more. So how many people have said that I was converted to Christianity because the Christian who was in my neighbourhood, who was at my workplace, they were listening to me. They were, while everybody else was finding fault, they were nice to me. They were a guide. They cared for me. And then, you know, God used that to help me to see the truth of Jesus. You can see, again, a good life is a life that brings blessings to others. Just got one more from each chapter. Very quickly, whoever loves his or her children disciplines them even with a rod. Now, this verse brings endless debates in our society, but it's not meant to be too difficult. Each generation, each situation is different. What it's meant to say is this endorses loving discipline by a loving parent. And so again, the good life, a believer is a loving parent, and from time to time they will bring blessing in the form of loving discipline. And then even in Hebrews chapter 12, we see God disciplines those he loves. And then 14, whoever is slow to anger has great understanding. Again, the good life is a life of patience. The believer, fruit of the Spirit, patience, which brings blessing of understanding to those around you, particularly in chaotic situations. You're more likely to have empathy and sympathy and understanding. And then lastly, a glad heart makes a cheerful face. And so the good life here is you have a glad heart bringing blessings into the room of a cheerful face. And so again, as a way of illustration, walk into a room, you are genuinely happy, you're not pretending and putting on a fake smile or whatever, you are genuinely happy, it rises from the heart, you're looking to connect with others, it does lift other people's spirits. Because again, a good life is a life that brings blessings. Now, there are stacks more examples in these chapters. Stacks more, but there's just an example. And I wanted to share that with you so you could see. You can see it does go hand in hand. That is the definition of a good life. Oh, take a breath. How's it going? Good? Great. How's it going in terms of, as a believer, living the good life? Again, the foundation, the cornerstone of a good life is belief in Jesus. Not talking about just being a good moral person. We're talking about belief in Jesus. That is the cornerstone of the good life. How's that going? And how's it going bringing blessings to others as a flow out of the good life? You know, we all want to live the good life. We all want to be touched by God. We all want to have meaningful relationships. We all want to receive the benefits and the blessings of the good life. Why do we fail? Why do we fail to do that? And I think one of the reasons is because when we think of living the good life for the Lord in whom we believe, we tend to focus on the rules and on behaving better, and on how we feel about behaving better, or looking more the part, or maybe even putting on a pretend smile like we're a solid Christian. What we should rather be doing is encouraging each other to focus more on Jesus and his word and the lead of the Holy Spirit to bring forward the blessings to others as part of the good life. And we need to remind ourselves to do that, because I know that often we all feel like, I'm not really doing or living a Christian life the way I'm not really behaving the way I'm supposed to behave. If we're ever going to make progress, we have to focus on Jesus and the Holy Spirit and his word. That's how we make progress. I was reading this week about the Reverend Bill Cruz, who has that charity. You know that charity, free Loaves and Fishes restaurant, the Loaves and Fishes restaurant, which is free for the homeless. That charity there in Ashfield on the main street there, probably most of you have seen it or know about it. They also provide other services to those on the streets, such as, and others who are in very difficult straits, such as healthcare and welfare and others. There's an example, a local example of someone who is living the good life, bringing blessings to others. And whichever circles we move in, we can do the same. We can be believers who are living out the wisdom of Proverbs, following the very up-to-date logic and wisdom given by God to Solomon in Proverbs, and we can be living the blessed life, the good life, bringing blessings to others. So examples include for us today, such as, there's heaps of examples, I'll give you three that came to my mind. The crowded room. You know, walk into a crowded room. Look for someone who's standing alone. Go up to that person and ask them questions and listen to their answers, because listening is the blessing. We live in a world where people are always talking at you. I'm doing that right now, talking at you. Talking. The blessing for many people is somebody somewhere to care enough to listen, to ask me questions, to listen to my answers. That is an example of a believer, the good life, because of Jesus, bringing blessing to others by listening. Another example includes job earns. So when you receive a pay packet, maybe you're only paid once a month. If you want to bring blessings to others, try and buy somebody something. A generous spirit. Even if it's just a few dollars a month, because, like, let's face it, life's very expensive. Even if it's just a few dollars a month, the unexpected generosity from you is bringing blessings to others. And lots of Christians do it. Often it's just something very small. It's unexpected. But it brings blessings to others and to you. Again, it's a guide to your neighbour. It's a witness for Jesus. And I think when we do that, that's part of the fruit of the Spirit, part of generosity. It fills us up with the Spirit of God. It fills us up with the life of Jesus. It fills us up with joy in our hearts. Because our world is very much about, if you want to live the good life, you've got to look after number one, me. And that actually can bring chains and burdens and be a letdown. Of course, again, and I said it earlier, of course we've got to rest. Of course we need to go out and earn money and relationships and all those kind of things. But the good life's got to be more than that. The Bible, Proverbs, explains the good life is very much connected to bringing blessings to others. So the last one I have as an example for us is exerting energy. Picture picture life, if you would. Picture life as a path you walk. We all walk life in one way or another. When you exert energy on that path, try and pull others in. And so it might be areas such as when you're in church, try and pull others in conversation. When you're around family, try and ask family, you know, questions and listening, and friends as well. When you have a meal, try and pull others in. When you have a hobby, see if you can't pull somebody in. You know, volunteering, pulling somebody in, you know. When you give out time, when you give out energy, of course, again, we need rest. Of course, no one's saying work excessively until you wipe yourself out. No one's saying that. It's just saying as we exert energy in life, try and be a blessing to others by pulling somebody in somewhere in the things that we do when we exert energy. Because again, a lot of people exert energy in life and we tend to push people out. So we've got to pull people in as much as we can. I think that they're examples of what we can do as a believer to bring blessings to others and to be living the good life that is pleasing to the Lord. So again, how's it going? Again, if we want to make a fresh start, we don't try and focus on being a better behaved person. As important as that is, you know, living a life pleasing by watching how we conduct ourselves, very important. But we begin by focusing on Jesus, who he is and what he has done. The Holy Spirit will fill us and help us to live a good, satisfying, joyful life in a world that tells you otherwise, to ignore God and live for yourself. That is not the good life. Proverbs says that is not the good life. That is folly. That is foolish in Proverbs. Ultimately, we consider Christ. What a good life he lived. It was short. He suffered. But if anyone lived a good life, it was Jesus. He lived a good life. He was humble. The most humble ever. Honest, truthful. He believed his Father. And what a blessing on others. They're countless, his blessings. Absolutely countless. We think of his compassion. We think of his amazing healings. His mercy on people. The time he gave people. The prayers were for he gave for people. The mercy. the forgiveness, ultimately the cross. The cross of Christ that paid the penalty for our sin. If anyone on earth ever lived a good life and brought blessings to others, if anyone on earth ever fulfilled the wisdom of Proverbs, it was Jesus. Let's pray.